Thank you, Chairperson. I would like from my side as well to wish the welcome to the delegation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as to express the appreciation for being part of the convention, because ratification of the convention by the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina is an example of the determination to address the issue that has been really very pertinent for the society, and not only in Bosnia, but for the entire region as well. So congratulations on that, and also for recognizing the competence of the committee, because I know that the structure is not so easy to come back again after the ratification law, so it shows again determination by your side. So congratulations on both these issues. Seeing the numbers is very impressive to find out that almost 75% of the cases of missing person have already been counted for, which is commendable, because this was let's say an unprecedented example on the post-conflict context anywhere in the world. But still we have a lot of numbers that needs to be addressed. And especially now that we see that the efforts of international community are still there, but we need more emphasis on the ownership of the process by the institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina. I would like to know more on even on direction of the obligations that have been undertaken during the signature of a declaration that was regional in August 2040 by the presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, along with other heads of states, with Croatia, Montenegro, and Serbia, to define the ownership of the process. And two elements that identify the ownership of the process will be fostering the competences and the possibility of the missing person institution to handle the issue inside the country. So I come back again to the point that was raised by Ms. Galvis. In what are the measures that you have taken to fulfill all the necessary, not only human and financial resources, but also legal framework in order to make the missing person institution effective in dealing with all its competences? Here in the committee, we usually make the difference between missing person and disappeared persons. Of course, I understand that in the case of Bosnia, it has been a humanitarian issue of finding out a person, and it's difficult to understand the situation. But I would be interested to know if in the central records of missing persons, that it is my understanding has been completed in 2011, if there is any disaggregated data between persons that have been missed because of armed conflict and persons that have been identified because of their relative have given evidence that they have been victims of enforced disappearances because of ethnic cleansing and other crimes that have been considered by international tribunals as crimes against humanity. So I apologize, Mr. Chair, if I go along with more than my time limited, but I would like very much and would appreciate if these concerns would be addressed during the replies of the delegation.